stuff, it's so complicated that the only explanation I gave you is really the foam of the foam of the foam. If you dig down, you will see human being is an exception to the rule. We are not another kind of animal. We are not the next step. We are different. And all these differences is in me. This is what the man is saying. So after all this long explanation, which was the secret of the creation and all that, he will come back to the argument. Yes?
By the truth of that foam, by the truth of that pure seed, that these words are not trial of thee and are not vain. They are from love and sincerity and humbleness, by the truth of that one to whom I turn. If this affection seems to thee a trial, do thou for one moment put the trial to the test. Do not hide thy secret in order that mine may be revealed. Command anything that I am able to do. Do not hide thy heart in order that mine may be revealed and that I may accept whatever I am capable of. How shall I do? What remedy is in my power? Look what a plight my soul is in.
You see, this was simply going back to the story. Ma started to say, I'm not a simple one. I'm the guy who is carrying all this stuff. Okay? So I will not cheat you. And it's quite easy. You are the logical one, right? Tell me what to do. But tell me something that I can do. What can he do? Nothing more than he has done. What can she do? Nothing more than she has done. This conflict needs what? A solution which is not in the house, is it? Where is the solution? You should go back a couple of sessions ago when this story started. Do you remember when this story started? How long we started this story? That way. There was a caliph. This is not the story of the man and a woman. He started that once upon a time there was a caliph who was total giver, who was the best of the best of the best. A short paragraph, and he left it there. Now that the conflict is at the end of it, who will think about the caliph? Who knows that the caliph is out there? The intelligence. It's amazing that when the man surrenders, now intelligence will say, ha, okay. If we have to work together, there is this caliph outside. We have to go out of this. The solution is not in me. Means all the qualities you are counted, all the qualities he counted for human being, where is it? Is it in you? Is it in you? There is, it's not in one person. It's out. It's not even in this generation. It's in all of us. So if you want to see it, the first thing is to come out of yourself. How do you come out of yourself? How do you do that? Rumi will give you a hint how to do that. Yes.
How the wife specified to her husband the way to earn daily bread and how he accepted. The wife said, a son has shone forth, a world has received light from him. The vicar of the merciful, the khalifa of the creator, through him the city of Baghdad is as the season of spring. If thou gain access to that king, thou wilt become a king. How long wilt thou go after every misfortune? Companionship with the fortunate is like the elixir. Indeed, how is an elixir like their looks? The eye of Ahmad was cast upon an Abu Bakr. He, by a single act of faith, became a Siddiq. Said the husband, how should I go to meet the king? How should I go to him without a pretext? I must have some reference or device. Is any handicraft right without tools? As the famous Majnun, when he heard from someone that Layla was a little unwell, cried, ah, how shall I go without a pretext? And if I fail to visit her when she's ill, how shall I be? Would that I were a skilled physician. I would have gone on foot to Layla first of all. God said to us, say, come ye, in order to signify to us the vanquishing of our feeling of shame.
Okay, even Nicholson didn't give you the hint. Here he's playing, and even in Persian text, when you're reading it, you will have difficulties to know who is saying what. Because actually, it's not that clear. This is an internal dialogue, right? The woman is talking to the man, and because she's explaining something which is not that explainable. But what she's saying is quite clear, is that, okay, there is something outside. Let's seek some help. What is the answer of the man? He doesn't want to do it, remember? We remember he was a lazy guy. Remember, he doesn't want to do anything because he has the best imagination and he wants to be left alone to be busy with those illusions. So he will bring out a logical stuff. It's amazing that the woman is the logic. Here, he say, okay, how should you go to that king? I have nothing. When you go to the king, you have to have at least some excuse, don't you? The woman will say, here, haven't you heard? God will say, come back to me. That irja'i, which was hidden in the last verse of the claim of the man. When the man was swearing at the end, he said, I swear to the thing that I'm going back to it. Is verse 26:78. One to whom I return is the one that I go back to. Is that okay? What is that claim? God told us, come back to me. Why did he do that? Just to take out this excuse you're using. Because when I tell you, go back to the belief, you say, do that, I'm a sinner. All the sinners, they use the excuse of being a sinner not to turn around. The best excuse to turn around is the sin. And everybody is a sinner. Who is a non-sinner? Remember the Jesus? He said, let the non-sinner throw the first stone, and nobody did. Because everybody is a sinner, we are supposed to be sinner. Because sin is only made for us. Who is sinner? Let's go back to the animal life. I talked about all these cheaters. Are they sinners? Or they are innocent? That's the point. Where is the sin? In us. Because we are that complicated. Because we know the sin, and we could do it, so what? Because it started with one thing. What is the real sin that you have done? You. Come on, confession time. Yes,
you. Separation from God. We allow ourselves to.
Don't get romantic. The 6-year-old boy is waiting to understand something. Tell me a sin.